Here's President Biden's latest attack on the economy, smothering the internet. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. President Biden's socialist assault on the American economy is unrelenting. The far-left tsunami of destructive regulations is, if anything, picking up speed. Powerful government agencies have become infested with modern socialists who realize they can control the economy not by formal government takeovers, but rather by numerous far-reaching rules dictating how enterprises must operate. Now, these latter-day Marxists are moving to bag the biggest trophy of all, the internet. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has just decreed that broadband providers will henceforth be classified as common carriers under the 1934 Communications Act. That legislation was enacted in the era of rotary telephones. It is utterly irrelevant in the high-tech world of today. Nonetheless, modern socialists glom on anything handy to extend their control of the economy. These so-called net neutrality rules will allow the FCC to treat the internet as a public utility, like your power company, instead of information services. Now the FCC can dictate prices and regulate investments that companies make. This is a recipe for stagnation in a rapidly growing, rapidly changing arena. Political control is poison for progress. Bureaucratic whim, not entrepreneurial creativity, will reign. In fact, we've seen this movie before. Barack Obama, a previous president devoted to socialist dogma, imposed net neutrality regulations in 2010. That move was struck down by the courts. In 2014, Obama had the FCC, with a sleight of hand, reoppose the essence of net neutrality. No surprise that subsequently broadband investment and innovation declined. The Trump administration had no truck for such destructive nonsense. Out went net neutrality. Investment boomed. Wireless prices fell in real terms. Access to high-speed internet surged. The biggest beneficiaries were lower-income households. But you have to hand it to these modern socialists. They never let setbacks and real-world facts stop them. They want control even when their perverted policies hurt people in the present and harm our security and a better standard of living in the future. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.